Pledge of Allegiance. Reports and communication, the superintendent's update.
All right, I have a few things to update you on today. First of all, I'll go through this, and then I'm going to put up on the screen the letter that we're proposing to put out about birthday parties, and then I'll do enrollment. Okay. So, first up, summer camp went well. The students and the staff enjoyed themselves. The pool was well used in June, and the staff worked very hard. The July summer camp was not as well attended. However, those that did attend received a lot of academic intervention from our teachers that worked the camp. This is our first July camp, so it was expected to be lower, but I would expect.
Do you have a number on the number of kids in July?
Do I have the number?
Like how many were?
I don't.
Okay, yeah. That's okay.
Did Tara say anything to you about it? The day that I went over there a couple days and the classrooms were full. I mean, they had, it was Corey Garcia and Melissa Morris and Shelley Brandow
and
Johnny Thompson. And they were doing a great job. And there were at least 10 to 15 kids at the time. So.
We all asked her to send you the firm number, so that's what I recall in my conversation.
Yeah. Okay, so after school program is up and running and knock on wood, I have not heard any complaints about not being able to get their kids in after school this year. Like last year, it just was a landslide of complaints, but so far nothing this year. Nikki, Regine, and I visited the schools on day one, and everything went well. The students were smiling. The staff was energized. We look forward to a great school year. Christina and Taylor would have wanted to be there, but they were dealing with illnesses themselves, so unable to do it this year. We have the 2x2x2 committee meeting this Monday, August 18th at the high school. It will be with the high school and the city of Wheatland. It's different than the other one that's the high school, us, and Plumas Lake. So this is the one with the city of Wheatland. It'll begin at 4:00 and we'll be discussing community growth, current building plans, and the city would like to talk about the continued idea of having a community pool. And Regina and Nikki, I believe you're representing the board on this, correct?
So, yes, sir.
So we'll be there at 4:00. The solar and asphalt at Wheatland Elementary are complete and they look great, although I already see weeds growing in the asphalt at Wheatland L. It's just amazing to me how quickly they come up. And also we had our solar panels cleaned this weekend and they were absolutely filthy. He estimates we'll probably get 25% more just by the cleaning. So we get them cleaned about three times a year, right now, and then they'll do it in October, November, and then in the springtime.
That includes Bear Rivers as well, right?
It's Bear River and Wheatland. Now, the only one that I didn't have cleaned was the new one, because he didn't have that in his bid, and then he said it would be another $450 or something, and I said, no, I just got put up, so we don't need to clean that one right now. When we get good rains, it cleans them. These guys scrub them and everything. I have some great pictures of the difference in what it looked like before and after. So.
Nice.
The new bathrooms at the shop are complete, and so that seems to be going well now that we've got the system worked out on who cleans what. Summer projects are completed. The big project at Lone Tree, we're going to have to figure out how to get that one fit in, the dry rot and whatnot, but it's a huge project, and we're probably going to have to do that sometime while school is still going, because it's too much. Start of school, we had a few transportation snags on day one, causing a few delays and, of course, frustrations. But the snags have been addressed and have been resolved, and as far as I can tell, today went very smooth. Wheatland L had an issue yesterday because, you know, little kids, they don't know where they're going. They don't even know their address. And so it was a bit chaotic out there, but today smooth, and they were out before even Kids Country picked up the kids. So that's all been handled. We've had a couple HVAC systems go down, and of course they wait till the day before school starts, and with the way things are going now, repairs take a little longer because parts take a little longer. So right now, it's estimated about 3 days for, I think, both of them. So 3 days, one at Bear River and one at Wheatland Owl. And the one at Wheatland Owl has been a problem for us for quite a while. So hopefully this will solve the problem. We'll see. All right. So we also have some lighting issues reported to me last week at Bear River. And so I contacted the company that installed all the lighting, and they came out on Monday, and they replaced approximately 50 ballasts, and that was all covered under warranty. So we didn't have to pay anything, and I think it solved the problem for now. Let's just hope it doesn't happen again. Okay. So I don't know, I can get them out for four, but we can at least get the ballasts and our guys can put them up. So just send me a reminder.
Okay. That's good that they covered it, because those new ones are pretty expensive. Yeah. So I'm glad it was covered.
And they're really hard to find.
They are extremely hard to find, but if you can, they're very expensive. So it's good that they covered that. I'm glad to hear that.
I do want to report that we had some very sad news this week, that we had a student pass away on Tuesday, the day before she was going to start sixth grade at Bear River. She had been at fifth grade in our Wheatland Charter Academy. And our thoughts and prayers go out to her family and to the Beale Air Force Base family. Very devastating to hear about. Yes, we had a water-related issue at Wheatland Elementary, and as you are all aware via my communications with you yesterday, this water issue caused us to have to shut the water off at the school at approximately 10:30 for repairs. What appeared to be a challenging but doable fix turned out to be an exceptionally challenging fix. The pipe continued to break as they repaired it, and they finally had to dig. They almost were going to have to take out the concrete, but they were able to dig underneath and get through it. So thank you to Fletcher's Plumbing and to Rich Crabb from our maintenance department. It was finally completely solved at 5:30, and there was no water from about 10:30 to 5, with the exception of turning it on for somewhere around 30 to 45 minutes around 4 o'clock. So Sherry could do her due diligence and go around and flush toilets and all of that. And, yeah, she called me and wanted combat pay or something. So. So anyways, then as they turned it back on at 5:30, the custodians cleaned all of the toilets. They ran the sinks to clear out any debris that may have been entering the pipes, and they got everything flushed and cleaned. And so we started off this morning with no problems with water. Sherry did email parents at approximately 1:30. We did not email earlier because we were told multiple times the fix would be only about an hour, and that hour turned into two, and then it turned into three as they ran into more and more pipe issues. It must have been a pretty slow news day, because I was called by Channel 10 and KCRA about our water issue. And then today, Environmental Services came out to make sure that we had our water up and running, which we did. Just a reminder, unfortunately, issues regarding plumbing, HVAC, sprinklers, windows, electrical, classroom doors, trees, and other mechanical issues are inevitable and are expected. We have two older schools, but these types of things also happen at Bear River, which is our newest facility. We fix the problems as they arrive, just like all other districts do. I think overall the day went quite well for what could have been a big problem, and Sherry handled it well, and it was calm at the school, and honestly I don't even know how many kids really knew about the water being off. It would have been nice to have happened a week before that, but that's not our luck, right? It happens.
And so I just have to say thank you, because being on the other end when Rich came home at 7 o'clock last night, he said that the staff was so gracious and, you know, had to keep saying the extension and how gracious you were. And from him, I mean, that, yeah, it was hard on him, because, you know, he wants things to be perfect, and was, you know, it was kept getting bigger. But thank you to the Wheatland Owl staff for being so kind and gracious. And, you know, it obviously puts a big hiccup in the day, and it's not what people expected. But just to see everybody jump in and keep going and be so kind and so, you know, instead of negativity, this is what's going, you know, when you can't change anything. So for me and my family, I appreciate it. From my board, I appreciate it as well. So thank you all.
Fletcher Plumbing actually even said the same thing. They were basically raving about how the staff behaved and
how kind
they were. And I actually had watched, Chad showed me part of the video where they were digging, and Fletcher stopped and were talking to a parent and a child, and the kid was asking them all kinds of questions. And so, you know, it was a learning experience for some kids. The one child was thought they were looking for dinosaur bones, and so he asked the health aide if she would be the nurse for the dinosaur if they found it. It was pretty cool. Yeah, so
that's
really
good.
It wasn't cheap, $9,500.
All things considered.
So, Anna, you'll have to find some money. So, please. But all things considered, it could have been worse. And no, we don't send kids home when the water's not there because most of our parents are either at work or not available. And what are we going to do? Send them home to an empty home? It's not even a thought. And yes, we will feed them. And yes, I know that there's issues with maybe. Well, the cafeteria people aren't washing their hands. Well, they wear gloves.
They sanitized.
And they use hand sanitizer. And honestly, at 10:30, everything was already prepared for lunch. All they had to do was serve, and they wore gloves when they did it. So, again, I'll reiterate, we're not sending children home to an empty home when these things happen. We received a few concerns about the lack of a crossing guard at the high school, across from the high school, so crossing. I guess they park on the right-hand side and they cross, there's not even a crosswalk there, but they cross. And our issue is obviously by the cemetery and Bear River. Apparently, the people driving are in a huge hurry and not allowing the students to cross. We do have a crossing guard at the highway, and we have for many years. Steve, one of our custodians, is out there every morning and crosses them across 65. This is a new problem by the cemetery, which can be attributed, in my opinion, to the new housing department and the number of people driving from outside of Wheatland to bring their children to Bear River and the high school. We did have a crossing guard out there this morning, and she will be there again tomorrow. Ange has interviews this week for a para position, and we're going to add an hour to that position and have that person also do crossing guard. I did talk to the high school today. Talked to Nicole, and they're willing to also send somebody out there. And I told them I think it'd be good to have two just because of the chaos out there. So they're looking at that too. I do understand people are concerned, but I don't understand why they think blaming the school for this is a problem, is the solution. The problem is the people driving. They need to be more cautious and not be in such a hurry. We can't police that. But we can put a crossing guard out there, but as we all know, we've had crossing guards that have been very close to being hit themselves. So we have to send a message to the community that this is not acceptable for them to be running around and cut through the Bear River parking lot while they're trying to get around the traffic.
Can we ask Wheatland PD?
And we called the police chief today, the interim police chief, and asked him to have a presence out there. They did last year quite often. But they didn't the first day of school. So Nicole was calling him today.
They're also at the city council meeting. He stated that they're down about 6 officers right now, so they're very short-handed. And sometimes it's just one officer on at this time. So because I had asked him at the meeting on whatever night it was too. So
tell him just to park one of the cars over there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So. No, that's exactly. What I mean. Nobody has to be in it. So.
I didn't know we were so short.
Last but not least on this part, as Wheatland grows, and as well as the surrounding areas, this is only going to become more and more of an impact for our schools and our community because the infrastructure is not here for large expanses, and we're seeing that in Plumas Lake and here, and Plumas Lake by triple what we're doing. And those people are bringing their kids to school. and some of them are the kids driving. So it's going to continue to be problematic. It would be nice if they put a light there with a crossing or crosswalk or something, but you know how that works. So if Dick, if you could put up the letter, you always have a copy of the letter that myself and our nurse Angela Waltz wrote to send out to parents, but I didn't want to spring it on the parents without first bringing it here. I'm not going to read it for you, but basically the premise is that school birthday parties for children at the schools needs to stop for multiple reasons. I'm just going to go over a couple of them. One is that we have the haves and the have-nots, and unfortunately what happens is we will have some parents that will bring in a ton of stuff to celebrate their child's birthday, which could take an hour out of the day. And then we have others that the kids are like sad because their parents can't or don't bring something for them. Secondly, we have a lot of allergies in children these days, and we can somewhat control that in our kitchens, but we can't control that in other kitchens. And so it's become a bit problematic as well with that. And then the high sugar content of the things that are coming. Years ago, there was already a push by the state and everyone that you can't have food that is prepared in a home. It has to be bought at a store. Well, that X's out a bunch of people already because it becomes more expensive. But then the ones that try to do it at home, there's no control over whether there was peanuts there or whatever. So our wellness policy that was written a couple of years ago already indicates that food rewards should be used at a minimum. And so between the rewards of food, the rewards of candy, and the snacks, or the parties, it's just we need to solve the problem somehow. And so we are looking at least on a trial basis, stopping having the parties, but still having some rewards available.
Are we stopping like Halloween, Christmas, Valentine's Day?
No, we're not.
But you notice I started.
Not until I resign.
You notice I started that one first because that's my favorite.
Yeah, and no, it would be
just individual.
Individual birthday parties, and a lot of times the teacher doesn't even know that the parents bringing in cupcakes. And you mentioned Valentine's. We had a situation last year where we had like four or five kids bring in stuff that week of Valentine's, and then they had the Valentine's party in the classroom, and it was like a sugar fest for a whole week. And it became, you know, some parents were very upset about it. And when we look at our own wellness policy, we shouldn't be doing it. So I know that, you know, people say, well, you take the fun out of school, but it's not fun for everybody. Yes.
I rolled it out to my parents through Parent Info, and I actually got positive feedback from it because they're like, oh, thank goodness, because I forget, and my child's upset, or my child came home last year, and there were four birthday parties in 1 week, they didn't get to take their AR test, what have you. So I haven't had any pushback at all.
No. So we're gonna roll this out unless there's an objection here at the board level. We'll roll it out on Monday.
What do you teachers feel? I mean, is this helpful to you, for your, I mean, we have a handful of teachers here. Is that?
It's super helpful. Yeah. Yeah. The allergy is an issue with sugars. I have like 6 birthdays in November, and we have about 3 weeks of school in November.
Yeah. And then you have your Thanksgiving, whatever, feast or whatever. So, okay, I just wanted to know what your feedback was.
My only
question
is,
It actually says that in the letter, that there's alternatives. They can work with the teacher, that the student can be special of the day because it's their birthday. They could bring pencils, erasers, that kind of thing. That doesn't stop the haves and the have-nots, but it does at least start saying that we need to do a different alternative than a food reward for birthday parties. And those are easy to pass out. You know, you pass out a pencil and you move on. So.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Susan. Sorry.
Yeah, one more question. Right now.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't want that to happen.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he'll just make you buy him something different.
So if you want to buy Krispy Kreme, you
that's good.
You just drop it off on Carrie Lane and
would it be?
No, it would be no. Yeah, no birthday celebration.
Perfect. I like that.
Yeah.
Would it be helpful if we had donations? Like if Matt and I donated like a ton of birthday pencils, so that if a family that was not able, but I'm just thinking something like so that it doesn't come out of the school's funding, but so if a family is not able to provide a pencil or eraser, something to hand out to the class for their birthday.
Or like one of these things.
I would say most junior high kids don't.
No. But I'm thinking elementary. Yeah, I'm less worried about you guys. I'm more worried about the littles. Because, I mean, like, I can say we would be happy to, you know, to donate pencils so that if it's a kid's birthday and they don't have anything to hand out, you can go to the staff room and grab a bundle of 30 or whatever you've gotten.
So one of the things we did 2 years ago is we bought big box of pencils, birthday pencils at the beginning of the year. And then Jen Bender has the most beautiful writing. So she writes.
So it just goes to the birthday child, not
to
the whole class.
Yeah. Everybody has
fantastic.
I think that
really
the adults in the classrooms and the adults at the schools will be able to figure out how to still celebrate children, but celebrate all of them. And you know, we have a lot of kids whose birthdays aren't when we're in school.
That's true.
And so, you know, maybe they can celebrate their half birthday or something with a pencil. I don't know. But I just think that it's time that we get away from the ongoing snack patrol.
If you guys decide that you need something at the school, a donation, will you let us know?
Okay, so next, do you have the attendance one? I know you put up on us next, but I have to do it. I need to do the attendance one first.
That's how much the donation you need for that. Got it.
Well, that's good. Now I can see it, though.
I'll even touch it. I did. It's my electric personality.
But now I can see it. So.
So we expected 54 kids, 18 in those three TKs, and on day two, which is today, we did the whites of their eyes, and the kids are actually here or have been called, and they're coming Monday, or they're on independent study. So we ended up with 55 TKers, so Blossom went up by one. And then kindergarten, we expected 67, we're at 64. These numbers are great for our class size reduction. I'm telling you what, this thing is very sensitive. And then a first grade, we had 72 expectation, and there's 71 that showed up. And then second grade, 88 to 86. And then third grade, exactly what we expected, 80. And then we have three children that are in the RSP program as their home classroom. So we expected 361 at Wheatlandale, and we're at 359. So it's pretty close. And we know we're going to get more. And then today, Melissa and I and the principals worked on our waiting list of interdistrict transfers to see where we can fit. Like, we can fit a couple of TKers, and especially if they have other siblings that are already. We had to hold off on TK because with TK, the new law is one adult for 10 kids. And so if you go to 21, you have to have a third adult in there. And so we need to try to keep those at 20 so that we have, and it's all day long, so we have a paraeducator that's in there for
for their five-hour shift, and then we have another one that's breaking them, you know, coming in when they're not there and whatnot. And so it's an expensive proposition that the state is making us do, and of course not giving us any money to do it. Bear River. Before school, we expected 93 fourth graders. We ended up with 95, but two of those were because they came from the SDC classrooms. So they moved a couple of children over from SDC, so you'll see the SDC numbers go down. So they're right on target, the 4-5 combo. When you see a combo, the numbers that they have, if they're fourth graders, they're included up there, and if they're fifth graders, they're included down here. So fifth grade, we ended up hiring a 4-5 teacher at the very last minute, a new teacher, because we already had 33 and 34 in each of the fifth grade classrooms, and so it was just too large. And so we're down to 27 right now, which is a great number, and 23 in the combo, and I'm sure we'll hopefully get more. Sixth grade, we expected 141, we're at 138. Seventh grade, 121, 120, and eighth grade, 138, 135. And you would think, oh, well, we have lots of room for seventh grade because their number's lower, but we don't, because we don't have offshoot classes for seventh grade, according to Ange. We have offshoot classes. Okay, Lone Tree is doing quite well this year on their numbers. We expected 46 TK, and we have 45. We expected 49 kindergarten at 48. First grade, 59 to 56. Second grade, 48 to 46. Third grade, exactly 49 to 49. Fourth grade, 39 was expected, and we ended up with 38. And then 41 in fifth grade, and we thought 42. So 325 versus what we expected, 332. But compared to last year, which you'll see in a minute, they have the most growth in the district.
Yay.
So district SDC, we expected 30, and we have 27. We actually do have 30, but Ange, like I said, Ange moved two of them from SDC into RSP because they don't need as much